Thing. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blueville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, whether without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Well, Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th at the Boonville Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Scholar Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. An interruption there. Should that controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in? Come now.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through the EchoLink system from Oneonta, New York. And Bob, it looks like I am the only one in the queue.
Okay, Kevin. Well, I hope you had a good day down that way. It was pretty doggone decent up here. Couldn't complain about it. I was hoping it was going to get a little bit warmer, but it didn't. So, how was your day?
All right, good evening, Bob, and a hello to everyone up north. It's KD2FBM, Kevin James out here in Oneonta. Got 24 degrees on the outside right now with clouds overhead. Earlier today, believe it or not, I had an awesome day. I can't complain. It was one of the few times I can actually say that. I had breakfast with my friend that owns the TV station here in town, and then from there we went over and took care of some paperwork for the IATSEIA Union. That stands for International Artists, Theater, Stage Employees International Alliance. We're basically, I'm a card-carrying member myself, and behind the scenes we kind of do the stuff for like movies and concerts and television and radio, you know, the basically nuts and bolts that you don't get to see in front of the camera, but the stuff that makes the camera look good. So I helped out do some paperwork for our local, and then from there, a friend of mine stopped up with an 11-meter radio, and I'm saying that with a grin on my face. He'd gotten a brand-new antenna and couldn't figure out why the radio wasn't working right, and, of course, I put an SWR meter on it, and at channel 20, it was 2.9 to 1, and I was like, well, it's no wonder. So I sat there and figured out the antenna was too long, so after 7/1/8 increment inch cuts, I got that SWR down to 1.05 to 1 on channel 20, 1.4 to 1 on channel 1, 1.5 to 1 on channel 40. So that thing right in the center of the band is working at peak. I mean, I've never gotten one where the meter, the needle didn't move much. So that was a good thing for me today. So, yeah, I made somebody happy with an 11-meter radio. And like I say, I'm saying that with a grin. So that was really cool. And I could hear all kinds of chatter, which I haven't heard on an 11-meter band in a long time. So with that, I'll say 7-3 with a big smile, and I'll hand it back to Net Control. This is KD2FPM.
Yeah, I kind of got a chuckle out of that. I'll tell you what, it's been a long time since I've got one around somewhere. I worked sideband years ago, way before I got my ham ticket. that time, but it was fun just to get away from the noise and so on. You know, you were talking about the SWRs, and I was thinking about something I ran across, had to be a year or two ago, and I know it's still on the market, but if somebody has a problem on 11 meters, it works good on 10 also, is a Paradynamics, I believe it's a PDC-5, and actually what it is an antenna tuner for 11 meters, and it does a real good job from what I understand. Had a friend of mine got one of those, and he said there was an antenna that he was working, it was a beam, and he just could not bring it down, and anyway, he put that on and he was able to adjust it and get it down to less than 1.1, so it worked out real good. And something to you know, kind of keep in mind with that. I guess it's quite inexpensive at that point, but works good on 11 meters. I've got a friend of mine or two that they're wanting to be hams, but they haven't quite made it yet. One of them taking a test and the other one thinking about it. But I know for different rigs I have here, I've been using the Kenwood, the AT200, and I'll tell you what, does a fine job for tuning the antenna when you can't get to adjust it the way you want. With that, I'll say 73, and thank you for checking in. And we'll move along to regular members and guests. This is N5AOW.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KD2AAT.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB, checking in through the Echolink system. Good evening.
I know you got a new heating system, and maybe with a little bit of sun you get the batteries charged tonight.
Bob, I think when you were talking, somebody came in there, one of the K3 boys, I think the guy down there in near Pittsburgh just came in on the Echolink while you were talking, and to PFM.
Hey, George, glad you heard that, and I'll stand by for a second. Probably Bill on the Echolink. All right, we'll give you a little space there to get in there, Bill. This is N5AOW.
N5ALW, KA3TFB, checking in through the Echolink. Thank you for allowing me to step ahead of those kind fellows there. And we're checking in this evening. We are above freezing here, and rain is supposed to be tonight, light rain. And we are in Warrendale, and we'll be listening. KA3TFB, back to net control.
All right, very good, Bill. Well, I hope you had a good day, and we'll get back to you shortly. All right, we'll start off with George at 2PFM. George, how you doing?
Well, good evening to Bob and everybody out there on the net. Got a temperature of 23 degrees here on the mountainside. Temperature range today was from 9 to 31, and we did have on and off, but mostly dim. Sunshine all day, but take that any day, charged up the batteries and all, everything was alright. Got the coal stove chugging there, with burn up the last bit of coal before I go to all wood. I got delivery of two quarter wood today, and from a tree that had fallen down this winter, we got another quart up there and done. That's three quarts up there and done now. So that will take your bus, 73s and 2PFM clear. Have a good Lord's Day tomorrow.
Okay, George, you stay warm and stay dry. Glad to have you check in. 73. All right, KD2AIT. Jeff, how you doing?
Well, good evening. It's KD2AIT. We're doing okay. We're up here at camp, kind of just hanging out.
I remember the old 11 meters. I think one of the first call signs I ever heard was my grandfather's on his old CB call sign, when, you know, when he used to have to get one for the license. I think it was, I think it was KB24515. I'm pretty sure that's, I know it was 4515. Pretty sure it was KB24515, but back in the days of CB radio, when you had to be licensed, and it brings back some memories. I remember he had this big old rig, and he was up on top of Jackson Hill where this repeater is now, and he used to be able to hit everywhere. And I remember as a child, once they released the requirement of having the license, I remember I spent many a night playing around on the CB radio and making many a contacts in the local region. So anyway, just kind of chilling out, and we played a little guitar tonight, and one of the things I found very interesting is that nowadays you can get your guitar tuner right on your phone as an app, and boy, that's pretty handy considering it's free. And I remember buying guitar tuners when I was a kid, and they're always so expensive because, you know, how many people buy a guitar tuner? Not many. So you always had to pay top dollar for them. And nowadays you can get it for free, and they work better than any other guitar tuner you ever had in your life. And especially up here, the guitar I leave up here at camp is pretty much a cheapie, which is why I leave it here, because, you know, I'm not worried about it getting stolen. But with the temperature differences, it really makes a... wreaks havoc on the tunings, and it's nice to have that little app and just kind of draw it into your ear and be able to tune up the guitar really simple and quick. So other than that, nice night here. We had a campfire outside. Took a hike out up there on the camp road, and very quiet and peaceful up here at camp, and it's a great time of year to be up here hiking around. There's only about maybe 2 inches of cover on the ground. Most of that's ice with about a half an inch of snow on top of it, so you can really walk around and enjoy even the swampy areas right now. So KD2AIT, back to net control.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, I could just picture that, and it really sounds good. I got it. You know, you get nights like that with the moon out, and, you know, you get a little sparkles on the snow, and really... makes quite an evening and quite a picture. You know, you were talking about the... I remember, and my old call sign was KTY4251, and I don't know why I remember that, but I do. Back on the CB days we used to get into, I got into AM for a while, and that wasn't good enough. Went to, matter of fact, I still got one around somewhere. I had two of them, or two CBs anyway, sideband units. One was a Midland and the other one was a Cobra, and I'm sure they're probably boxed away somewhere, and I'll run across. Didn't use them anymore, never did much with them, and got to the point where I said, well, I'll just pack them away. Someday I might, you know, bring them out again. But it was funny when you know, talking about the antenna with Kevin and so on, it brought back a few memories of doing that. I used to work a beam and a vertical at one of those Starducers. So I'll tell you what, I could talk plain across San Antonio with that thing. And with a beam, boy, I'll tell you, you could, same way with 10 meters, and, well, I had a tri-bender at one point, too. You get a lot of range on those, whether you go vertical or horizontal, and really makes a big difference in signal. Anyway, you have a fine evening. I'm rambling on this evening for some reason, but I'm glad you're enjoying camp and getting away and spend a little R&R time. You got to have that. Okay, with that, we'll get back to Bill, KA3TFP. How you doing?
Roger, Roger. Thanks for getting back with me. You're reminiscing about the old CB eras. used to have what you call coffee breaks, and you would go, you know, every month to some place, and you would meet different people, you know, that had CBs. I had a CB in my car when I was a teenager. I also had a base CB that I had up in my room when I was there with my parents, and I would lay down in the bed and with an electric blanket on and talk in that microphone to people at night. I didn't have to get up and just reach over, you know, and talk to the microphone. But I do collect some of that old stuff. I had a Lafayette Telset SSB. That was expensive radio. And my current collection in CB is a Golden Brown Eagle. And I have a receiver end and a transmitter end and a D105 gold microphone that went with it. Got it all plastic and collector's item. But thanks for bringing those old memories back. And currently here in Pittsburgh, it's 34 degrees here in Warrendale, and we'll go above below freezing. Back to net control from KA3TF and the B. Over.
Roger, Roger, Bill. I'll tell you what. There's a good number of us that enjoyed the fun of that years ago, and you know, it's the beginning of where we are today. And you know, I've heard different people knock it at one point, but you know, back in the day, it was almost as good as what we have now. Unfortunately, you know, it got to the point where popularity overran it, and it had its problems, but I guess it's still quite the useful way of communication, especially if you're on the road or whatever, and out of range of some of the cell sites. So, you know, with that, it's still a lot of fun, I guess. Anyone can enjoy it and have fun with it. Bill, thank you for checking in. You have a fine evening. Stay warm down in Pennsylvania, and have a great day tomorrow. This is NY of AOW, looking for additional check-in. I got you. Scratchy, but I still got you. K2ZNZ, how's your day? Run around the block. if you will, that's probably a good half mile around. Give them a little bit of run. We usually do that twice. It wears down some of his energy, keeps him happy. And I enjoyed, I wasn't quite as warm as I needed to be, but I enjoyed it anyway. I just get a kick out of him running through the woods and with the squirrels and what have you, and keeps him busy. And he's always, if I'm too slow, he always comes back to see where I'm at. So, quite a day. Then I get up in the garage and I got working on a couple of my outboards. I'm getting ready to do some maintenance on and get them ready for spring. Hopefully, I got high hopes with this, that we're going to have melting ice and be able to get the rowboat in the water and maybe do a little fishing, put one of those engines on, and if I'm lucky, it starts quick and I'm on my way. So, with that, we'll make another call. This is N5AOW, set control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for additional check-ins. Hey, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency and the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jack, Bill down in Pennsylvania, Jeff, and George for checking in this evening, and Kevin James down in Oneonta. Everyone have a great evening and a super day on Sunday. 7-3, N5AOW clear.
K3TFB, this is KD2FBM. Bill, you got about 2 seconds?
Roger, roger. How you doing, Bill? N5AOW.
KD2FBM, KA3TFB. Go ahead. Yeah, I sure do.
All right, yeah, my apologies. I think I got Bob in there, too, N5AOW. Sorry about that. Yeah, Bill, real quick, I don't know, and I apologize. I didn't see you come in when I was on the net, so I didn't know you were there. Originally, I was just the only one in the queue. So it was funny, as I was chatting with Bob and the rest of the crew earlier, I was talking about a friend of mine that he got a CB radio for his vehicle and had a guy do an install for him, just put the radio in, slap the antenna on the roof, and, you know, couldn't figure out why he was getting out at all. And I said, well, here, did you check the SWR? And he goes, oh, no, it's a pre-tuned radio. And I'm like, yeah, they get them close, but I said, you always have to fine-tune them because otherwise, this is, you have no idea where it is. Well, yeah. Found out he was like 2.9 to 1 on channel 20, and I couldn't even tell you where channel 40 and 1 were because we go 1 in.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB, you're having some kind of technical difficulties. I was able to copy up to where the SPR visuar was up to 2 point something. Usually on some of those older type things, you could move the antenna up or down. He had a set screw on the antenna where the coil was, if he had a coil one, and you could move that antenna up and down a little bit to tune it. But a lot of people don't have that stuff, and they're not trained mentally to do that. I'm going to let the mic up here and see if you can come back. You're off more than you're on, and I couldn't understand anything. Back over to you from KA3TFB.
Okay, yeah, received. Yeah, and I don't know what happened there. I'm hoping that I don't have a data issue here again. Time Warner sometimes dumps out on us, and then because that's my data feed that I use. But yeah, the SWR on that, what I did is I took the set screw, tried to lengthen it, and then that didn't, it made it worse, and I tried to see if it goes shorter, but the antenna was too long. So I ended up having to make eighth inch increment cuts, and then slowly the number just started dropping. You know, I actually got it down 2.5 to 1, then it was like 2 to 1, then it was like 1.8 to 1. So finally it started coming down, and I got it down 1.05 to 1 on channel 20, 1.4 to 1 on channel 1, and 1.5 to 1 on channel 40. So I was like, I ain't going to move that any further, because if I try to cut any more, it's going to rise. All right, hopefully you can still hear me. KD3TFB, it's KD2FPM.
Roger, Roger, perfectly clear now. At the time you were fading away, I'm pretty sure that the repeater was trying to send its ID message, and then we had another amateur come in on the Echolink system, and it might have interfered with the conversation enough to overpower or do something. Echolink is a funny thing, you know, it's just funny. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And it doesn't work not only because nothing you have done, it doesn't work because something else doesn't work. And, well, you know, on CB, there's not a lot of power going up an untuned antenna, and you don't have to worry too much about heating it back up, you know, having the reflective part come back down through the antenna as a heat thing to destroy things in a radio. A lot of people don't realize it's AM, you know, low power AM, and some of those things don't matter, but when you have an untuned antenna on AM, you have a power loss, and 5 watts is maximum for most normal things, unless someone's running some kind of other stuff, you know. But the thing is I enjoyed that part early on in my life. I had bought some of the best I could buy. I had a Super Scanner 2 antenna that I stuck 30 foot up in the garage. And this Super Scanner 2 antenna, you had a dial that you could rotate the reflector and director and reflect more signals one way than the other. It's like having a triangle, and you can emphasize the director to go one way and the other way. Back over to you from KA3TF and a B.
Yeah, received, understood. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think this radio is, I want to say it's a 4-watt job. So when you're reflecting 75% of the signal back in, you know, you're only getting 1 watt out maybe, and, you know, who knows how far that'll go. And it's just, you know, so, you know, how should I say it, resisted. It just, you know, I mean, like I told my friend, I said, you can buy the best radio in the world, and, you know, if your antenna isn't tuned properly to work what you're trying to run, that best radio in the world, you might as well just give it a whirl, because it's not going to do what it's supposed to do. But you know, in fact, I've even heard jokes, if you have $1,000 to spend on radio equipment, spend $999 on the antenna and $1 for the radio, and your cheap radio will actually work probably the best that it will, you know, with that high-end antenna that actually was designed and built to do the job properly. And, you know, I guess the moral of the story is, you know, take some time to really pay attention to what your antenna is and what it's trying to do, and, you know, that it's working within the band that you're trying to accomplish, and efficiently at that rate, too. So, I mean, when you got 4 watts, if you're not efficiently using that 4 watts or 5 watts, you know, you're going to cut yourself off really quick and fiercely. So if you can maximize the efficiency, you get out more. K3TFB, it's KD2FPM.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB, you're loud and clear. You know, looking back, the way I had tuned some of these things that I had, I didn't really have to have an SWR meter. I could key up on the mic and see how far that needle went up. And once it pegged to the right, it seemed to work better. And you can adjust your antenna by holding the mic down to see how far that needle on a transmit would go up. If it pegged it, you know, it was good enough to be tuned. If it went up 50% or 75%, you know, there was an issue. And usually you could correct that by moving that antenna rod up or down if you had a coil thing. Now, if you had a whip or something that's not movable, then you'd have to come up with some other idea. And they made what you call a CB box, where they had an inductor and a capacitor in a little box that you could tune it with, you know, and you could turn these dials. And, of course, you're tuning the dials according to when you transmit, when you sent that transmit needle all the way up. You could tune this little box to see how far that needle would go on the thing. And that's what I used to do, and I never had any issues with it, called a CB matchbox. Made by various other things. And it's not supposed to take a lot of wattage, you know what I'm saying? It's just every connector you had in your circuit, you lost so many dB, point something dB, either 0.1 or 0.2. But anyhow, I enjoyed the idea, and I learned a lot in that field. And, of course, there was very little mentoring in that point, but you learned as you go. When you did something or didn't do something, you learn from it. Back to net control from KA3PFB.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you just reminded me of something really funny. Back when I had my convertible, I was very anal about not making it look like a porcupine with all these antennas all over the thing. And so I ended up buying this, what they called from J.C. Whitney, a AM-FM CB disguise unit. And it basically was kind of like a little box. It worked kind of like a duplexer, and it had an SWR adjustment. And what you would do is on the channel that you wanted to transmit on, you could actually take this little plastic blade screwdriver and adjust the capacitance within the system until the LED went out. So when the LED was off, that was the max SWR, or the best SWR, I should say, you were going to get. And from there, you could use the existing AM-FM antenna on your vehicle to transmit and receive. I will be very painfully honest with you. I probably really cut myself off on getting out as well as receiving with that setup, because it just wasn't the right length of wire sticking up in the air. But on the flip side, I didn't have to put an extra antenna on the vehicle, and yeah, it kind of worked, but you know, I was kind of really not doing the maximum I could. So I tell you what, with that, I know Octen is going to be coming in here, so I don't want to tie things up. I hear them on the Norwich repeater down here right now, so I don't want to tie things down. So with that, I will say 7-3, Bill. Have yourself a safe one. Thank everyone for use of the Echolink system on the repeater up here. K3TFB, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clear on your final.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB, always a pleasure to talk with you and reminisce. And you and I probably did a lot of things that were the same. And, of course, a lot of other people, too. Best of the evening to you and your family and anyone listening to my conversation. I wish you to have a good evening and nighty night. KA3TFB is logging off the Echolink system. The best of the evening to the men up there in the Empire State. And may they go faithfully to their church and pray for a lot of good things that we need have done in life. KA3TFB clear.
Oscar Victor Bravo, calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Net, looking for stations with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Calling for Octen, all stations with or without traffic are welcome. We appreciate it. Fox 10. All stations with or without traffic are welcome. KC2OVB, clear.
Hi, this is KD2FBM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for your use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, KD2FBM is clear.